This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Mike is going to be telling us about drones, police drones, taking to the skies in maybe a city near you. We'll find out where that's happening, and we'll get into that coming up here in moments. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, it is Ian.
Mike and Will.
To the phones, to the fun, your calls and thoughts. We're starting with Patrick. He's a cop in Bullhead City, Arizona. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you guys are talking about hitting, you know, people's hitting people. I got a story for you. This will crack you guys up.
Okay, sure.
We got a call about a disturbance in an area that we knew that there was a guy that was a big, huge, he was like a bodybuilder, large guy, about in the 200s and everything. So we're thinking it's a complaint about him. We pulled up. We got the one guy over in the one corner, the big guy, and he got this small little, like, 5'5", younger guy over in the corner. We're immediately go over to the younger guy and say, "Are you okay?" and everything. He goes, "No,
I'm doing just fine."
This guy, the big guy, always has a big mouth. He's known. He's been called a couple times and everything. This guy didn't want to take it anymore, so he cold clocked this guy.
Wow.
And you look at we go to the big guy, and he's got a big old mouse under his eye. So he wants to press charges. He's saying, "This guy here is dangerous," and everything. And we're looking at this in just total amazement. I mean, this guy benches just massive amounts of, he just works out all the time. Well, he insists we file charges against this other guy.
Wow.
So it goes to where we take the reports and everything. So we get called into court. Well, it was hilarious because we get this one judge that is a stonewall face, and we're standing there, and we're having to... This judge sees that, and it's the first time I've ever seen a judge literally have to put his head down because he was laughing so hard.
He was laughing at this big dude being a big baby.
I don't know. I'm offended by that because, you know, there's a huge problem in domestic violence with women committing violence against their male partners.
That is so true.
And it's so heavily underreported.
Yes,
and even when it is reported, police...
they don't believe it.
They don't believe it. Yeah. They mock it. And particularly going to the courts,
oh, yeah. I mean,
juries and judges don't believe it either.
I know what you're saying, but this guy was well-known for having a big mouth. He was well-known.
Oh, he was asking for it, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
He was asking for it.
And I've seen people literally say, "Hit me, hit me."
That okay. We're going to file charges against this guy. This guy here is an endangerment to the neighborhood. And my partner and I are just looking at each other and going, "Is this for real? Do we really have to file a report on this?" You know, because we sat down with both of them and we tried to calm both parties down and try to get it where, you know, they walked away from it. Nah, that wasn't going to work. But it was probably the most weirdest thing I've ever seen to go into it. And eventually that guy ended up getting himself in a lot of trouble. And the big guy, he ended up moving out of state. But I'll never forget that. You know, you were talking about people hitting each other. This guy was totally mouthing off on this other guy. And then we found out later he was making threats to him and his family. And I was like,
oh, well,
you were saying
he's asking for
deserving.
It. Though, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's in law, there's a thing called fighting words, you know, so that if you're, you know, mouthing off to somebody and using what they call fighting words,
I'm going to, whatever, and
then, you know, if someone assaults you in response to those fighting words, you know, you are the one, you're asking for it.
That's a great point. Good story tonight, Patrick. Anything else you want to share?
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you, I apologize for not calling during the holiday season. I got hit. I was off duty and got hit in my vehicle, and I'm okay and everything. But the person, again, I guess it pays to be in law enforcement because, unfortunately, this guy didn't have insurance. He didn't have registration. He was from out of state. It was questionable, but it's funny because they had to issue him a ticket, but we let him go because of the because he had his family with him. Mm-hmm. Now, guess what? They can't find him anywhere.
Surprise. Well, glad you're all right. Patrick, thanks for calling with the story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Let's talk to Robert. He's in Vermont on the line here on Free Talk Live. Robert,
thanks for
you're on the air.
Call.
Thanks, dude. Go ahead.
You guys were talking about the infamous Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
And I was going to ask you, did you guys happen to catch the video of that?
Which video?
The video. The
one
video hit. Of the assault.
Oh, the naked video?
It's, right
it's on
here.
Video?
I've got it right here.
Yeah, somebody recorded that?
Yeah, somebody recorded that. Boy, that guy, he gave him a good slapping.
Wow.
I have the video. I'll send it to you, Ian, if you want it.
I don't know. I mean, if it's super entertaining, I mean, we might take a look at it, but
well, I mean,
people get slapped.
It's a guy.
The video appears to be like maybe like a minute or so long, and he's being, you know, catcalled, and there's a couple, two or three people that are involved in it.
So is the dude who did the slapping also the cameraman, or is there somebody else?
No,
there's a second person that's the cameraman.
I see.
Right.
It's like two guys were talking to him, and then one of them decided that they didn't like what was said or something didn't go their way, and then he, you know, a little drunk, a little pissed, he decided
it's up
that
on TMZ.
I've got it right here. I've got the video, like, on the story that I was reading to you guys from Raw Story.
Well, what are your comments on the whole situation, and what's your answer to Will's question earlier, which, can you reiterate the question, Will?
Well, if the justice system in society is broken down, and you have a perpetual victimizer here, who will never see justice for his actions, is it morally okay to try to inflict that justice yourself, to just walk up and hit him in the street? You know, basically for the rest of his life, should he expect to be randomly assaulted by people and it be okay?
I think that he should be randomly assaulted by every victim that he created.
By the victim.
The victims.
Oh, yeah. All right.
By the victim,
thanks.
Exactly. And then also by the, you know, by the people that, you know, the lives that he changed. You know, who knows how long he's been behaving like this?
Decades,
you know, this
is what they
I mean,
say.
This yeah. is just what people saw in that video is just a taste of what this guy's going to feel like when he ends up getting to the big house.
Now, Hannah Hoffman in the Discord chat room makes an excellent point. She says, is punishment justice? And, of course, we've seen in a lot of cases that punishing criminals actually doesn't do anything to reform them. In a lot of cases, it actually creates the opposite of the intentions.
Is reformation the goal of justice?
Well, you could castrate him.
That would be a solution.
Thanks for the call tonight, Robert. I appreciate it.
He'd definitely keep his willy to himself from there on out.
Yeah, and that would be another question. Would a jury convict if a woman went into Harvey Weinstein's hotel room and was like, hey, baby.
And did a Lorena Bobbitt on
Yeah, and chopped off his unit. Would she actually end up being convicted?
Lorena Bobbitt was convicted, was she not?
Yeah, but she was a crazy woman who, you know, attacked somebody, right?
Husband. Like, I watched that entire trial with my mother. What that man did to her,
according to her,
was
I don't remember
heinous.
The story.
Like forced sodomy, rape her over and over, beat her, physically assault her. Like,
it's been so long.
If you heard the testimony that she gave of what she went through in that house, the fact she didn't cut that thing off years ago.
But why did she say? Was it the typical abused spouse kind of thing?
Yeah, typical abused spouse kind of thing. Plus, I think she was an immigrant, so it would have affected her immigration status.
So he had her trapped.
Yeah, she was trapped, and he knew it, and he victimized her over and over again. I don't think it's right that she did it, but I'm not surprised. You know, if you corner a bear, and it mauls you, you know, I mean,
hey,
I'm not shocked.
Hey, we got more coming up here. Plenty of time for you if you want to join us on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us the seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and join us here if you want. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and you're invited to join us there. Skype username is lrn.fm. Bitcoin.com, that's the place you want to go if you want to learn about cryptocurrency, because you got to start with the original. You got to start with learning about Bitcoin, what it was and what it has become. It's been a crazy 9 years, and really, it's not too late for you to get involved in cryptocurrency. It is really kind of just getting started. It hasn't even hit $1 trillion yet. That's some small number. It's huge. Cryptocurrency is tremendous. And if you want to learn the basics, go to Bitcoin.com. They'll help educate you about that. If you're old school, if you already know the basics, then go to Bitcoin.com. Check out their news site. It's super useful with all kinds of information updated daily with the latest headlines from across the world in Bitcoin. Check it out at news.bitcoin.com. In the studio tonight with you, it's Ian,
Mike,
and Will.
So, Mike, I know you wanted to talk tonight about drones taking to the skies in New York State this time.
Yeah, we were talking earlier about the
Empire State,
the drone bill that had failed here in New Hampshire to.
Did that fail? I'm glad to hear that fail. Okay, good.
To restrict private ownership of drones. So in New York, the state police are soon going to begin using unmanned drones to help support law enforcement missions like, quote, public safety, disaster response, and the traffic safety.
So they're not going to mount a machine gun to them yet.
Yet.
Okay.
But they're going to deploy them around the state, starting upstate in western New York, in central and the Hudson River, and around the capital region. So, and they're starting off with four, but by the end of 2018, they want to have 14 aerial drones deployed throughout the state. And so for various things from number one, surveying crime scenes and traffic accident scenes to get a good aerial view of the goings on, but also to monitor traffic in dense areas.
Or do whatever other kind of investigations they think they can do with a drone. Like, you know, want to look into somebody's backyard to see if they're growing marijuana plants? Just buzz your little drone over their house. A lot cheaper to use the drone than to, you know, gas up a helicopter. Yeah. And it's a lot less detectable.
Or surveil someone's private party in their private property.
Right. Oh, are those underagers drinking in that backyard?
Are they smoking
there?
Something funny?
Yeah. I remember it was the 420s. Every year on 420, April 20th here in New Hampshire, we have a mass smokeout at the State House, and it's been going on now, I think, for 9 years, 8 or 9 years. And this year was the first year that a mystery drone showed up over top of this event. And so we're all, you know, there's people token up at right out in front of the State House, and then you see this drone just kind of floating up there, and there wasn't anybody obviously in the crowd with a controller, you know, so it didn't seem like it was one of the people who was there at the event that was doing it. And earlier in that event, there was a cop that was positioned in an unmarked vehicle. It was obviously a cop car, though. It had one of those mirrors on the side or spotlights on the side. And he looked like a cop. So, I mean, it was pretty clearly an undercover cop. And I had taken my camera. When I noticed him there, I took my camera over and just set it down and pointed it at him. I set the tripod down and just pointed the camera at him. He rolled up his window and got out of there within like 1 minute. As soon as he saw me there, he took off. But you know, I thought it was suspicious that we were definitely being monitored by an unmarked cruiser, and then all of a sudden this drone shows up over top of the people. And I also could have sworn I saw red and blue lights on that drone. Because I could have sworn it looked actually like it was a cop drone.
Interesting. Yeah. So these drones in New York are not being funded by the taxpayer. They're being donated to the police by the policeman's union.
Okay.
So interesting source of funding that they're getting this equipment.
It's hard for somebody who is concerned about spending to object to a donation coming in.
Right. So there's no taxpayer oversight on this sort of thing. And then it's just a matter of, are they authorized to use this equipment and how?
Well, I would guess that they can get whatever kind of authorizations for spying on people in New York
State. It is New York, yes.
I think they're going to have a tougher time in New Hampshire, but, and again, you know, is it illegal? Should it be illegal for the police to use a drone to gather information?
Currently, no. But you know, the only real limitations are on how close to people's public property they can fly the drones to surveil on suspected illegal activity. So, but you know, there is a presumption of some kind of a range that they can. But you know, when you've got current high quality zoom optics and cameras, you know, being 50 yards outside the property line, you can
not
still
a big restriction.
Not a big restriction, and you can, you know, even if you've got a thermal camera, you can see what's going on inside the home.
That's no good.
And you know, so there's, you know, that
needs to be restricted.
Oh, definitely. You know, so there's a lot of iffy types of activities with different technologies and sort of thing.
I'd say, go ahead, Will.
As long as it's private, I don't care.
Well, right. But it isn't. We're talking about, what if it's
private, I don't care. Well, that's my point. Is like, well, as long as it's private, I don't care.
You're still going to have a parallel construction problem. So let's say the police are prohibited from operating them. There wouldn't be anything prohibiting them from contracting a private agency to surveil people for them.
Really?
I don't know. That.
See, that's
you know, because it's a privately owned drone, and
well, I don't think that the police should be able to hire a private entity to be able to do anything by law.
If somebody comes voluntarily and says, "Officer, I was recording with my drone and I saw this assault happen," then that's fine.
And the guy happens to be a retired cop with his own private investigation. Agency, and you know,
I think
is it admissible? They'll have to like write a whole set of admissibility.
Well, it's the whole parallel construction, just like with the NSA, you know, that is surveilling through the PRISM program so many different websites and networks these days, and you know, they don't use that information in court, but they're informing law enforcement as to what's going on and what to look for, so then the law enforcement can then go and look for actual evidence they can use in court.
Yeah.
And so, you know,
that used to be straight up illegal.
It used to be, but it's you know, the fruit of the poison.
Yeah. Poison tree,
Fruit of the poison. You know, but the fact is that it's that's why they call it parallel construction and not serial construction. So it's like the NSA is over here, and they just happen to notice something, and then they said, "Well, you may want to look at this." And so it's really kind of trying to keep things at arm's length, but still make some kind of a signal to law enforcement as to things that are going on.
If you want to share your thoughts on police drones, you're certainly welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Drones have come a long way, too, as far as the technology is concerned. They used to be super easy to crash when they first came out, and now they have like anti-crashing tech that
A lot of good AI stability going on and
auto landing and stuff like that. Like if they get out of range, they'll return on their own and land on their own. Pretty neat stuff. 855-450 free like freedom. You can join us here. The EU may be clamping down on Bitcoin. We'll tell you about it coming up. Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
What? Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, 855-450-3733. And join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we've got waiting for you. You can enjoy them on us. We give them away. But if you want to, you can also support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month with any major credit card, with PayPal. We also take Bitcoin Core at the moment. Maybe we'll be able to expand that out one of these days, but I got to pay programmers to like make it possible to take other stuff. So if you want to pay with something else, you can just email me and we'll figure it out. But go to amp.freetalklive.com and you can learn more about the AMP program and how it's money that we take in and invest into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations coming up soon. We've got a big, big station. Like, this might be the biggest station we've ever had coming on board with Free Talk Live. And I can't say anything more than that because I don't want to... You can't say anything in advance or you... Sometimes, I swear, it jinxes it. Like, if you announce a station before they actually come on, it's like, oh, well, now we're not coming on for another 3 weeks. Not because they knew that you announced them. It's just sometimes the universe just works it out. You know, just works it out that way. So I don't want to be embarrassed, you know, and have them have a delay and then, well, they didn't start. So I'm excited, though. It's a big market. It's a market that, let's say, is big in New England. That's about all I can say at this point. So it's going to be, it's going
to
be a big one.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. So anyway, that's because of listeners like you. It was actually our guy, Skip Jokel, who we pay with the AMP dollars. He's like an old school industry veteran. In radio. He's got like a big old beard, and he's been around forever, and he's a consultant, basically, and stations come to him because they know him. Like, he's been around, so he knows everybody, and so they come to him, they say, Skip, I need something for a weekend. What do you got? And that's when he says, well, I got Cigar Dave, I got Free Talk Live, I got, you know, the Money Pit, some of these big names. Mm-hmm. If you listen to talk radio, you know those names, Cigar Dave, Money Pit, and Free Talk Live is in there as one of his sort of repertoire of shows that he can offer to these guys. So Skip can kind of like set up deals for us where we bring new stations on that we would never have a chance of getting otherwise. Like, we can't get through to these program directors. These are the big station, big market kind of guys that they never pick up the phone. You know, it's hard to get through to those guys. They got gatekeepers. They don't have time to talk. Skip's the kind of guy who can get those guys on the horn. They call him asking for what to put on the air. And he recommends Free Talk Live. So that's some of the places that the AMP money is going to. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can learn more there about how the AMP program works and where the money is being spent. It is helping us get on more radio stations across the country. We've got over 160 great stations that air this show. So those of you watching us on Twitch, for instance, for the first time this week, which we just started doing, you know, it may seem like we're an internet show. We're not. We're actually doing this on broadcast radio, so that's why if you call in and you drop the F-bomb, we got to get rid of you. But otherwise, you can pretty much call in and talk about any issue that you want to discuss.
Is that Frank?
Nope. Don't keep guessing. It's a four-letter F-bomb. The toll-free number here, if you want to join
us. Oh, I pitied a fool.
Fool. Fool. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Again, go to the AMP program, amp.freetalklive.com. And there was actually an interesting suggestion about the Discord chat, which is our new chat service that's going on right now over at discord.lrn.fm. Stefan, who set it up last night, said, well, why don't you guys do like an AMP-only chat room on the Discord? That might be pretty cool. And I said, yeah, that would be actually pretty easy to set up from what I can tell. I said, well, let's just hold off. Let's see how the Discord thing does in general. And if people want that, then we could set that up.
Yeah.
That might be fun. So, yeah, all kinds of cool options. If you're an amplifier, you get some cool perks that nobody else gets access to. So go and check out all the details on what you get as an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Now, I mentioned this story, I think, last night, Will, but we never got to it. And actually, it's been sitting in my show prep for a couple weeks now. It's out of Brussels, and Reuters reporting that European Union states and legislators agreed recently on stricter rules to prevent money laundering and terrorism financing on exchange platforms for Bitcoin and other virtual currencies, the EU said in a statement. The agreement is part of a broader set of measures to tackle financial crimes and tax evasion. EU legislators also backed stricter controls on prepaid cards and raised transparency requirements for the owners of trusts and companies.
And that explains why Visa just came down on its own subsidiary in Europe.
Yeah, weren't you saying off the air last night that they cracked down on Bitcoin debit cards?
Yeah, the preloaded Bitcoin debit cards being issued in Europe by a subsidiary of Visa.
There's a few competitors.
There's a few. Like, for instance, 10X is one of their customers, mm-hmm. and there's a number of other companies.
WireX, isn't that one of them?
And so they were the... What Visa said was the reason was that the subsidiary was issuing cards across borders, which means that if you are issued a card, it needs to be issued from a bank
within.
In your country.
Okay.
So what they were doing is if you're in Germany and you order a card, you might get it issued from a bank in France, and that's against
Visa.
And that's
illegal.
And they kept doing it. And
wait, it's against Visa's rules or the EU's rules?
Against Visa's rules. And it may be, Visa may have those rules
because
to comply with the EU.
Probably.
But there, you know, there are other services that, like the Monaco card deals with another service that provides a card that is global. So they'd have a completely different rule set. But all of these preloaded cards that were through this subsidiary were just shut off overnight.
Wow.
And lots of people were left stranded. handle the, you know, traveling and so forth. And
this is why you should have more than one card.
Right. And the media at that time was trying to report that all Bitcoin cards had just been shut off by Visa.
Not
and
true,
that wasn't
though.
True.
Okay.
Because, you know, I saw that and I'm saying, well, geez, let me try my Shift card. And it's like,
that
well.
Okay. Good to know. So only affecting certain EU areas, certain cards,
yeah.
Not all of them.
Right.
Okay.
And companies like 10X has said they already have a new issuer, and they're sending out new cards to all their customers, and I think some of the other companies are doing something similar. But it's going to take time to get those cards out to people, and I'm sure it's caused a lot of problems for the customers to deal with that sort of thing.
So I'm still not sure how exactly cracking down on cryptocurrency exchanges does anything to stop terrorist funding, because... Why would it matter if a terrorist has some Vertcoin and they want to exchange that into Litecoin? I don't see why.
Yeah, it's really
matter.
It's what we call a shibboleth. It's an excuse. Just like, you know, before we came up with Bitgold back in the day, they were using the same excuse to go after the gold and silver backed digital currencies.
It was terrorism.
Like, terrorism, money laundering, and drug smuggling.
Yeah. It's just total fearmonger. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Today's agreement, they say, will bring more transparency to improve the prevention of money laundering and to cut off terrorist financing, said Europe's Justice Commissioner Vera Jourova. The EU decision comes as Bitcoin's prices have risen more than 1,700% since the start of the year. This was back in 2017 when this was written at the mid-December, triggering worries that the market is a bubble that could burst in spectacular fashion. The agreed measures will end anonymous transactions on virtual currency platforms and with prepaid payment cards, which investigators said could have been used to fund attacks by militants. Bitcoin exchange platforms and wallet providers.
Funding attacks, $200 payment limits at a time.
Now, wait, are you saying that there is payment limits on some of these cards?
So there, you know, you can only charge so much per day, you know, even
really?
If you've loaded a bunch of
them. Even with the Shift card or
yeah.
whatever?
Well, with the Shift card, for instance, I have a $1,000 per day limit. Even no matter how much crypto I've got on my Coinbase account. And I just yelled at them today because I'm like, hey, I'm traveling. I need to have a higher limit. And they bumped it up to $1,250. And I'm like, come on, guys. Yeah. You can do better than this. I said, well, you just got this card. You have less than 200 charges on it. So that's the best we can do.
That's what you get for using Coinbase.
And, well, you know. And I just went through the same.
The rest of them probably.
Went through the same argument with PayPal over my PayPal debit card, and they were actually nicer. They gave me a much higher limit.
Wow, so that's a surprise. Yeah, there's more coming up here about what's going on with the EU, and does anybody really buy this claim that somehow operating a cryptocurrency exchange somehow increases the funding of terrorism? I think it's crap.
It's very easy to track criminal activity on the blockchain.
There's more coming up here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. This is Free Talk Live. Unless you're using Monero or Zcash, it's Free Talk Live.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Skype as well. Skype username here is lrn.fm. And I do want you to know about Whole Food Multicomplete. There's some good news about them. They've been offering some great nutritional supplements. In fact, as Daryl had pointed out today, they're now accepting DASH at Whole Food Multicomplete. And we've been talking about their products here and, you know, that they actually take a bunch of different supplements and blend them together into a single product, taking the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. So rather than spending $150 a month buying five bottles of product from wherever else, you just get Whole Food Multi-Complete. They've been doing this for 15 years and providing people with a really great value. But we've talked about in the past how they were accepting Bitcoin, and I just kind of stopped mentioning on the air that they're taking Bitcoin because I know nobody wants to spend Bitcoin anymore. I mean, you're not going to want to go and, you know, buy some supplements and then pay another $20 on top of the Bitcoin fee.
And wait an hour and a half.
In order to pay, because of the Bitcoin delays.
And spend Bitcoin that'll buy you a Lambo in 5 years.
But now, now you can spend DASH over at SimplifyMySupplements.com. So you can go and get Whole Food Multicomplete. You can still get 10% off your order using code FTL. Now, you do have to send them an email to get the you have to send the email to use cryptocurrency. So now they're accepting DASH, so just shoot them an email, and they'll make sure you mention code FTL when you do that. That way you get your 10% off every time you order, by the way. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back, and they are taking DASH now over at SimplifyMySupplements.com.
I actually, the Bitcoin thing, it reminded me that I have a friend of mine. He's been a really good friend for like 10 years now. He's an attorney in Orlando, Florida. His name's Syed Qadri. And he made a post today. He says, you know, and Bitcoin is giving cryptocurrency a bad rap. Says, I initiated my first Bitcoin transaction ever at 11:17 p.m. It finally went through at 12:07 a.m. And this, quote, coin is currently trading at $15,330 and is going to upend the banking system with a 50-minute transfer?
No.
Sure.
Well, I would have to say that that's annoying, and there are faster ways to move your money around.
Yeah.
But
It's almost faster to send a wire transfer.
But, yeah.
It's faster and cheaper in some cases.
It depends on who's sending it and where.
I've seen banks charging as little as $15 for a wire transfer, and I've seen wires clear into accounts in under an hour.
Send $35,000 of Bitcoin for $25.
I can't get a wire into my credit union in less than 4 days.
The hell's wrong with your credit
union? I sent a wire from...
Are you talking about ACH?
This was a wire that was supposed to be 24 hours. It took 4 days.
That's unusual.
Yeah.
Are you counting the weekend?
No.
Okay. I sent one to Colorado just the other day. It was boom.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan
of the Federal Reserve, but the wiring system is faster than Bitcoin today. I'm sorry. That's just generally the truth. Maybe yours was a fluke or something like that.
To give you an idea of just how bad it is, okay, nobody sitting at this table besides me has ever heard of Flashcoin. I'm going to guarantee that anybody that didn't listen to the Call to Freedom today has ever heard of Flashcoin outside of now.
Okay.
And I just sent $10 in Flashcoin to a contest winner, and it literally, it was, I hit send, and he sent me the message. Got it.
Yeah.
As soon as I hit send, it was instant. Instant. In a flash.
That's the way it should be.
The coin has already earned its name.
But the point that this guy's making is that Bitcoin is ruining cryptocurrency for people because if that's their first experience,
right,
they're not going to be impressed. It's not, and you don't want to introduce people to Bitcoin anymore.
Yeah.
It's an embarrassment.
It shouldn't take more than 20 or 30 minutes for it to go through, but, you know.
It shouldn't take more than 10 minutes for a confirmation on Bitcoin, but unless you pay top dollar for fees, you ain't getting a 10-minute confirmation.
A lot of these, they're requiring more than one confirmation now. I mean, if I'm doing a transfer of Bitcoin, Coinbase, you got to get six.
Sure.
Confirmations.
Yep.
I had four zeros in front of a one.
And that's not the only one.
Transaction cost to send $10.
You know, so. Ether was doing, I think, was it 40 confirmations?
What happened? Recently, Ether shot up back. It displaced Ripple.
Taking over
number two.
It was
like 1,300 when I looked
crazy.
Earlier. What happened? Was there some kind of news that hit? I don't know.
There was a major pump that was supposed to start today.
Really?
Yeah, it was all over the Discord chats. Even some of our friends were talking about it on Telegram.
Huh.
Like, hey man, there's a big pump coming. I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm in those chat rooms too. I just don't ever talk. I'm the fly on the wall.
Now, in other financial related news, USA Today reporting that Americans' outstanding credit card debt has hit a record high as of November.
Mine's zero.
Highlighting, good for you, man.
Mine
That's the
too.
Way to go. Me too. Highlighting a more confident U.S. consumer. Which is a strange way to put financial,
ruin,
poor financial decisions.
As opposed to a producer.
Yeah.
Right.
But also flashing a warning signal of potential trouble down the road. Revolving credit, which is mostly credit cards that make up this number, increased by $11.2 billion to be over $1 trillion, $1.023 trillion, according to the Federal Reserve this week. That nudged the figure past the $1.021 trillion high watermark reached in April of 2008, which was just before the housing and credit bubbles burst. Over the past year, revolving credit has surged by $55 billion, or up 5.7%. So more Americans loading up their credit card with even more debt.
The banking system is starting to hype credit again. They were tight. For after the 2008 crisis,
yeah,
a number of years, even with businesses not doing, loans to long established businesses that had previously not had any trouble getting access to credit. And I've seen a number of businessmen that I know who had seen their credit limits cut by more than half on cards they'd had for 10, 20 years. And, so you're they're starting to loosen up. I mean, I got a letter from my own credit union that I hate.
You hate your credit union?
I hate my credit union. And they just sent me a letter suggesting that I get a credit card with them. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Now, why do you hate your credit union? Because normally people have good experiences with credit unions. I mean, generally, they know your name. They, you know, got better
rates.
Oh,
they know my name because I've complained and cried and bitched at them and so many often. About.
I mean, are you a trouble customer or are you...
They take so darn long to move money and to credit the money that I'm depositing.
Like when you put a check in there,
it
takes too long?
Oh, yeah. If I got a check from a local businessman who was investing in my company. Okay. Business check. $10,000.
Yep.
His bank is literally right across the street from mine.
Yep.
Okay. My credit union wanted 4 days to clear this check.
Now, were you a new account?
No. I've been with them since 2014.
Mm. Okay.
And I'm like, what the heck is going on here? And I'm trying to be a nice guy. So I said, okay.
Sure.
And I go talk to my CFO, and my CFO isn't so friendly. So he gets, and he's yelling at them on the phone about it. And they call me and say, please come back in. And they give me the check. And they say, if you walk across the street and
cash it,
and they'll give you a cashier's check and come over here and we'll credit
to
your
account. Okay.
And I was like, you know, why didn't you suggest this to me earlier?
Well, maybe they didn't think you needed the money soon. I mean, generally, if you have a check, you should expect it's going to take a few days, right?
A few days, but 4 days? And I specifically asked, when is this money going to be cleared?
Well, I know that my credit union, they will lock down and put an extended hold on certain checks if it's over a certain amount. And it seems to be up to the clerk, because I deposited a check this week that they cleared the next day, and it was a fairly large check. So there doesn't seem to be any consistency in what numbers or why these things happen.
Oh, and here's the funny thing. Is with these checks, if you bring a check into the bank, okay, they know instantly whether it's a good check or not.
How?
If they can, because it all goes straight to the Federal Reserve.
That's not possible.
This is how it works. They will tell you if it's insufficient funds, if the funds are not there.
I've had fake checks deposited in my accounts, and they don't know until a few days later.
Well, I'm seeing this where if the check is no good, they know instantly.
Wow.
But if the check is good, they still want 4 days to be able to put it in
even
your account.
Even if it's not drawn on their own
bank.
And
because they want the float, the time to basically use your money on the money market.
That's what it is?
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. Mm.
Now, something that I just observed just right here that I would really like to see in the future or learn in the future, the three of us all were like, I have no debt. How prevalent is it in the cryptocurrency community to not have a credit card and not have credit card debt?
Excellent question. I have credit cards, but I don't have any debt because I pay the bills every month. All right, so we'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, maybe make a note. We can talk about that at another time, but we'll see you in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.